This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through Psalm 119 with Time for the Lord to Act. Let no iniquity get dominion, righteous forever, you are near, and the sum of your word is truth. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Thank you. Lord has gathered us in the true faith.
Reading from Luke chapter 12. In the meantime, when so many thousands of the people had gathered together that they were trampling one another, he began to say to his disciples, first, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man also will acknowledge before the angels of God. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of Jesus. We'll always remember this. The Bible never deals with opinions. The words of our text today were spoken by Jesus as he was on his way to the cross. That place where there was no opinion in play, but only on the one hand, judgment, and on the other hand, mercy and grace from God, his Father. And in biblical discourse, and in the reality that the Bible always speaks of, you are always on that line. There's no neutral spot. And so in our text, after speaking the prophetic woes, at least, well, just before our text, after speaking the prophetic woes upon the Pharisees and the scribes, that is to say, the language of judgment, Jesus addresses his own disciples, that is to say, you. And our translation says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. I think the Greek word proseko has a little stronger notion to it than simply beware. It has the idea of always be on your guard, be alert for this. Because in fact, you and these disciples were never in a neutral position. The leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, is at every corner of their life and yours. Obviously, hypocrisy is not a good thing. It is the false outward appearance which the body assumes and which comes forth from the mouth easily, but does not comport with the actual commitment of the will and the heart. So that when trouble comes, temptations, illicit pleasure, persecutions, what actually is the will of the disciple? What actually lies within his heart that moves him fundamentally comes forth. And oftentimes that is sin. Oftentimes that is sin, and it is cowardliness and apostasy. Beware, stay alert for all that that does not allow you to have a will which is actually truthfully expressed by way of your mouth and what you do. For what lies hidden, your will, what is really motivating your heart, your fundamental love, as St. Augustine might put it, will come out when you are confronted by those temptations, persecutions. It will. It will come out. And it will be, to use the language of Jesus, what your will really is and what your heart really loves will be screaming from the housetop. And everybody will know, are you a disciple of the Savior, or are you not? It's an old story. Read, if you will, the stories of the early martyrs. There you have a pictorial, as it were, of these passages. They had a choice. They had a choice. And one choice was absolutely easy. Just put some incense into this bowl in celebration of the emperor. Just do that, and you shall live. And they didn't do it. And they would keep saying, I am Christian, as a statement of their fundamental reality and integrity, what was really their heart and their will. And in text after text, we have these magistrates of the Romans or others saying, come on, all you have to do is put some incense in the bowl. I am Christian. And they paid the price. All of us too, you, I, all of us who call upon the name of the Lord and in that doxological moment declare ourselves to be true disciples. Jesus would say to you, and he would say to me, stay alert from the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Because your life is precious. It is given by God for you to live. But there comes a time in which what your life actually is for, what you are fundamentally committed to, will have to come out. And that's why the last verse of our text is so important. Whoever will not confess me before men, that one I will not confess before the angels in heaven either. There's the red line. Confess me. In those difficult moments when temptation, hostility confront you, stay steadfast in the true faith. And later, just a few verses, a little later, Jesus gives this hopeful promise that in that time, when it is required of you to speak the faith of Christ with boldness and steadfastness, none other than the Holy Spirit will give you what you are to say. And I kind of think, would you not agree with me, that one of the reasons why you are here in this place, in this school, where you study the Scripture, you study the church's faith in its dogmatic history, you study the way we worship, that this is a training for you to know, by way of the Spirit's guidance and inspiration, what you will say in those moments. Jesus is Lord. He is Savior and none other. He's the King above all kings. He's the righteous judge before whom we all shall stand. And so he says to us, to his disciples first, fear not those who can only kill and after that have nothing whatsoever they can do. But rather fear him who after he kills still has authority to cast you into damnation. Now that's serious talk, my friends. That's serious talk. And so, stay alert so that you recognize the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Be true to the faith which is in Christ Jesus the crucified. In your daily walk, walk with him to the cross. And there and through it, daily he offers you the forgiveness of sins, but he also presents to you the form of your own Christian journey. In that journey, may he keep us ever steadfast and true. That is to say, without hypocrisy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Presence always goes with us. Keep us aware of your daily mercies, that we may live secure and content in your eternal love. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, you would have all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. By your almighty power and unsearchable wisdom, break and hinder all the counsels of those who hate your word, and who, by corrupt teaching, would destroy it. Enlighten them with the knowledge of your glory, that we may know the riches of your heavenly grace, and in peace and righteousness serve you, the only true God, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord Almighty bless and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.
Amen.